This is a Kaboom podcast production from BYU Radio.
Smith. Some of this story I know, some I don't know. I'm 16 years old, I think, and I am dead. You probably didn't realize that World War III started a long time ago in secret. It was a surprise for me too. Olympus Dale, the town my dad founded before the weird bombs fell, is the only thing left. I hated this place growing up. It's an oh-so-traditional all-American boar fest, or so I thought, but it's still here and everything else is gone or twisted, and I must have unfinished business or something because I'm still here as a ghost. Maybe it's because I need to learn how to not be such a brat, or maybe it's so I can find a way to save my family from what's coming next. And now for chapter one, a UFO at the ball game. It all started on a typical evening with 5,731 typical people, that's the population of Olympus Dale, doing typical things. Playing ball, walking a dog, doing homework, driving the speed limit down Main Street to the theater, which never showed R-rated movies. And of course, anonymously ding-dong-ditching the neighbors with freshly baked cookies to thank them for anonymously ding-dong-ditching you. Something that might have made this town interesting were the military people. With an army base 20 miles away, about a quarter of the adults in town worked for the government in one way or another. But that just added to the sense of living in a picturesque prison. I'll admit that the valley, which completely surrounds Olympus Dale, is kind of pretty. Especially when the sun dips behind Patriot Point and the last bits of golden light seem to bounce down the tops of the hills and onto the leaves of the autumn woods. Everything was picturesque and safe and predictable that evening. I was at the park, breaking up with my boyfriend.
Shouldn't we be watching your little bro's game?
My mom guilt-tripped me into coming. This is the first game I've ever missed, but Mrs. McCready took a fall and I need to be with her. Go support your brother. Ugh. Niels doesn't need anyone cheering him on. He could probably win the game alone.
Kind of like his big sister.
Yeah.
No, don't hold my hand.
Why not?
Well, I'm about to break up with you.
What? Why?
Because, I'm just gonna say it, you're a really great person, Adam, but honestly, you're small-minded.
You mean I'm dumb or something?
No, you're not dumb, but you just don't think big. You don't want enough.
I don't want enough? And you want more? The girl who has everything? Pretty, popular, money, smart, class president, soccer star, karate state champion.
It's taekwondo, and you just said exactly the reason why we're breaking up.
What? What did I say?
Everything. You said I have everything. You think this dumb little town has everything.
So what? You want to live in the city? I grew up in the city.
Not city. Cities. I want a career that takes me around the world. I want to go to Hollywood. Be president. Build companies. Talk to people who think differently. Go to crazy parties. Drive a Lamborghini. Do something that matters. And I want to do everything I can't do here.
Parties, Lamborghinis, and doing stuff that matters. Yeah, those go together.
That's not what I mean.
Look, I get it. You've got big dreams, and my dreams stink.
Adam.
Or maybe you're just spoiled and stuck up.
We're not doing this. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'm graduating early anyway, and I'm leaving, so we might as well just leave it.
What's that?
Don't change the subject.
No, seriously. Turn around. What is that?
I don't know. It came from the direction of the woods, flying in jerky motions. Lights swirled all around it. It was hard to tell how big it was. It cut through the darkness like a ball of lightning.
It's coming closer. Val, it's coming closer. It's like a UFO or something.
I think we should run. Seriously, right now, run!
It's right on top of us!
Ah. Adam, are you okay? What happened?
It slimed me or something. I'm like all wet.
It's coming back. Oh my gosh, it's coming back.
You need to get to your car.
Wait, the baseball game. Where's Niels?
I think it's over. Let's go.
We have to find my brother.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Niels, thank heavens. We have to go.
What's that noise? What is that?
Shut up and run to the car. Wait, get down. Ugh, they got me.
What? How? What is it?
Some freaky alien liquid stuff.
Val, are you okay?
I think so. I don't know. Let's go before it's coming again.
I have an idea. Adam, throw me this.
What are you talking about? We gotta go.
Throw me the baseball.
Niels!
Hold on. I think I know what he's doing. It's dark. Can you see this?
Yes. Pitch it to me.
Okay, here it comes. Nice! You almost got that thing.
Niels, you'll never hit it. Come on, let's go.
Just one more.
Okay, batter up.
Yeah!
Freaking home run, dude.
Nice shot, Niels. I just hope you didn't start an alien invasion. Let's get out of here and call the police. Come on.
Who's that? Those kids coming out of the woods.
Should we warn them?
They're going for the UFO.
It's Raina, Skinny, and Chesterton. They're in my class.
Those geek kids.
Jess?
Wait a minute.
What?
They did this. I can't believe it. It must have been a drone or something they tricked out.
Are you serious? Did we just get majorly punked by some 12-year-old nerds?
They're putting it in a wagon. They're trying to get back into the woods.
I'm gonna kill them. You guys are dead!
I gotta hand it to them. That was actually a really good prank.
No, you're not getting away!
Uh-oh. He's got two of them in the air. Man, he's strong. Maybe we should go save their lives.
Yeah, come on. Niels, that was an amazing shot.
Don't hurt us, Adam. It was an accident. We lost control.
Put them down! We were just doing a science project. For school.
Oh, yeah? You fail.
Put me down!
Why are you so fat if your name is Skinny?
We use parabolic mirrors in England, you troglodyte.
Adam, calm down. We're just kids.
We were testing the psychological effects of living near a secret military installation to see if the public is more susceptible to believing in the paranormal. Adam, were you at any time concerned that the water covering you was actually alien goo? If you could fill out a short survey...
Shut up. These weirdos need to get pounded.
Adam, put them down.
Go.
Oh, so now you can hold my hand.
They're just geeks doing geeky things.
Yeah, we're just geeks.
You guys are so lucky. If I let you go without pummeling you, you better never say a word about this to anyone.
UFO encounters is usually top secret, so the code of nerds actually prevents us from saying a thing.
Oh my gosh, get out of here.
Ah, thank you. Okay, team, I appear to be back on Earth here. The situation has been diffused. Let's exeunt forthwith.
Put the rest of it on the wagon, Chess. Carefully.
Move it, punks.
We're going, but I thought we were geeks.
You're both. Actually, wait a minute, that's pretty good. Geeks and punks. You're gunks.
My, oh my, look at the time. Betty, bye for us kiddos. Come on, guys.
By gunks.
Hey, guys, I didn't mean to wreck your drone. It was actually really cool.
Leave us alone.
Niels, you like those kids?
Well, kind of. They're really smart.
I'll take your survey.
Well, not killing them is my good deed for the year. But at least it stopped our breakup, right?
No, it didn't.
Strong marks for Val Smith, I'd say.
You mean the one that called us just geeks?
Jealous? She's semi-pretty, and she soothed the Hulk.
She's one of them, Skinny.
Back to the matter at hand. The Mark IV performed admirably. Extremely useful data collected.
It's destroyed, Chess!
Not completely. Just three rotors, the secondary casing, the transmitter, and the power supply. I'll print replacement parts tonight.
And did you see how it performed? Amazing!
Raina, your piloting was remarkable. Perfect timing on the balloon drop.
And your speakers and lights were a genius addition.
I thought those were my idea.
You did second the idea.
Seeing Adam Wolf run and scream like a kid in a horror movie almost makes everything worth it.
Wait, you were recording the drone's camera feed, right?
Yes, I almost forgot.
Yes. Do we post it now? Or do we save it for blackmail? How about now? Now, please, now.
Except that you promised to keep the events of this evening private.
That was a lie, Chesterton. A silver-tongued L-I-E.
Speaking of which, what exactly is the Code of Nerds?
I don't know yet. One of my brilliant spur-of-the-moment inventions.
Skinny, I am not a nerd or a geek. I am a professional intellectual. Anyway,
let's save the footage of Screaming Adam for a rainy day.
Besides, I nominate his royal jockness, Neil Smith, as enemy number one of the 1952s. His baseball will live in infamy.
Seconded.
The UFO turned out to be fake, but it probably wouldn't have surprised too many people if it had been real. There were all kinds of rumors about what went on at the research facility outside of town, where my dad worked. And something way weirder and scarier than a UFO sighting was about to be set in motion.
Yeah.
Evening report, sir.
You're 5 minutes late, Doolittle.
Yes, sir. All quiet on the Western Front. Nothing to report from the research facility and nothing here in town. Can I let Beta Company rotate out early so they can catch the new Star Wars movie?
No, Doolittle. Still the Army. Even if we're in the safest place in America, there's nothing going on.
Yes, sir.
Hang on, it's the base. This is Wolf, CEO of Olympus Station.
Is this line secure?
Yes, ma'am, of course.
Major Wolf, you are hereby ordered to execute protocol 802701.
You've had a sighting?
That's not your concern. 802701.
Immediately?
Immediately.
Ma'am? That only gives us 24 hours. We're supposed to have more warning. Some of the men's families won't be able to get back in time.
I'm sorry. You have your orders, Major.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am? Was that your wife?
Shut up, Doolittle! It's gonna be a very long night.
Thanks for coming in tonight. Hey, Bella.
Hi, Summer.
Can I start you all off with something to drink?
How about bluebirds all around? Is that okay, guys?
We've got Old Classic, Sarsaparilla, and Bitter Berry.
Classic for me.
Bitter.
Classic, yeah, whatever.
I'll be right back with those.
Thanks.
You know, guys, this is stupid. You're engaged and I'm on your date with you.
Oh, we don't mind. Every once in a while.
You could just get a girlfriend. Private tuck it.
Ooh, look who just walked in.
It's her.
Who?
It's her. The most beautiful woman in the world, and she's not with anybody? Should I buy her dinner?
Maybe dessert? Look, she's going to the shake counter. Go talk to her.
Should I?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like, right now? Okay. Pep, seriously? You're looking at texts while I'm about to have the most important moment of my life?
It's work.
You're off duty.
When you got your own squad, you are never off duty. Wait a minute. Tuck, we have to go.
What's wrong, honey? You look...
Give me a kiss. Bella, you need to get out of town. Go to your mom's. Go tonight. Don't ask me any questions. I love you.
Okay.
Dude, what is up?
Let's go.
Yeah, but I was just about...
Private Tuckett, let's go.
Can I finish my...
All over town, the messages came in. By phone, by text, sometimes in person. Soldiers, scientists, and many others received the order. 802701. It threw everyone into instant, terrified action, each individual doing their job without understanding how all the pieces fit together. Some people tried to get their loved ones out of Olympus Dale. Others thought it would be much safer in town, depending on how much they knew, or thought they knew. Only one person understood what was really going on and why. The mastermind, though I had no idea at the time. My dad.